previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
Have you been shushed by anyone recently? Has a grown man ever looked at you and put his finger up to his lips and gone, shh?
No, because I was raised right. I don't make noise when I'm not supposed to. No, how do you feel about the shushing? Because sometimes I feel you have to take a shush if you're in the wrong. Right? Don't be like the person who shushes back even louder. You ever had that? You go, shh, and they go, shh, back. And you're like, all right. Let's be mature. I'm trying to enjoy something.
I've never been in a
Hooli boy. Come on.
I will. You should. Yeah, you're right, Joe. But I don't like being shushed. Those are fighting.
I like how you just matured right in front of my very eyes.
WSBC.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your guest. I'll be your host. Pardon
yeah,
me.
You'll and be our guest too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, won't you be my guest? All hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
And our greatest guy on earth and in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Yep. You got it.
That was Joe Kilgallen on the previously of. He was our guest last week. I want to thank Joe for doing the program. That was a lot of fun. Billy's got a brand new White Sox fitted hat on in the studio tonight.
Too bad they're terrible, but it's my summer socks lid. Got to get one every summer.
My summer socks lid.
Yep.
That's a commercial right there for something. Honey, I got to get my summer socks lid.
You got to break that sucker in a little bit, man.
Yeah, it takes a while.
It's kind of boxy. Is that the low profile fitting fitted hat?
It is. Yep.
Is it made by New Era?
It is.
Do they have the New Era logo on the side?
No, it does not.
Ooh. So that means it was manufactured a couple years ago.
No, this is part of the Cooperstown collection.
The Cooperstown collection.
That's right.
Look at you.
So when I get my summer, what is it, my summer what lid?
When I get my bonus, I'm going all Cooperstown collection.
When I get my summer socks lid, Cooperstown collection this time.
Yeah, this is the 83 road hat.
That's what George
wants. The 83 road hat?
That's the 83 road hat right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like White Sox road hat.
That sounds like the name of a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Road hat.
Road hat.
Where's my road hat? Tire squealing.
Yeah, road hat. Sorry, Matthew McConaughey.
Dust everywhere.
Dust.
Yeah, him shirtless.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
It's amazing what the Irish in this country have achieved, isn't it?
He's Scottish, isn't he?
Sure.
Why not?
I don't know. Fact checker, McConaughey, Irish or Scottish?
Fact checker didn't make it in today.
All right.
Yeah, no, I made a trip to Bridgeport Friday afternoon.
Went to the game.
Nope. I met a couple colleagues from work for a drink late afternoon, around 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way there, I stopped into a little shop in Bridgeport.
You can give them a shout out.
Grandstand.
Yeah,
I went over to Grandstand.
There you go.
I think it's at 35th and Wallace.
Yeah. They do have quite the selection for summer socks lids.
They got it all, baby. If you're a Sox fan.
Or a Cub fan. They probably have all the Cubs stuff.
Yeah, they have like a lot more White Sox than Cubs, but they have a lot of good stuff.
Did you see any Cubs gear? People wearing
not in that neighborhood,
okay.
No. People
weren't
like
just checking,
sporting.
Just checking.
It, but it was for sale.
So you didn't go to the Sox game, but you went and picked up I'm in Bridgeport, I got to get a summer Sox
I got a buddy who lives at Bridgeport, and we were at the office, and he was like, hey, what are you doing later? You know, I was like, I might see a couple accounts, and he's like, I got to see one or two, and then he's like, you want to meet me for a beer? And I was like, yeah, I got time to meet you for a drink over in and I went to go see our old friend Joe Misetich at the Cork and Carry.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
I saw a picture that you posted on Facebook.
Not Facebook. I just sent it to you and some other guys.
Oh, it was a text.
Yeah, I didn't post anything on Facebook.
He's not posting on Facebook, all right?
I get my media mixed up. Text, Facebook.
I give a little shout out to Joe. I had missed him the previous week, 2 weeks. No, previous week, I think it was, at the our Mount Carmel reunion.
Everybody in here, Clay, you just coughed. Yeah.
So I thought, let's go see what he's up to because he was easily one of the funniest guys I went to school with. There.
I got to go to a game, but they're not doing so hot. But I'm going to go bring the kids.
No, they're bad. They're like 8-19 or 8-20.
Once I start feeling better, I got a cold again.
Yeah, everyone's sick now again.
Everybody in the studio is like kind of, Bill, you came in outside. I go, you sound like you have a cold. Clay, you just coughed. I got a cold. We got to get this cold hotline idea going.
That would be fantastic.
You know, because my wife goes, oh, it's because it's hot out. It's been hot this week.
Yeah.
For the first time in about a year. No, not a year. Since last August. Or whatever. Yeah. It was 80 degrees, but it was like cold, 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 and then boom, 80 degrees.
It's not good for the body.
Do people attribute that to like not feeling good? They're like, oh, I'm sick because of the weather changing. Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
It is. I think so too. I think a lot of people's moods change. People get sick.
Yeah, but if that was the case, people are
cooped up all winter, and then they try and go bonkers as soon as it gets nice out, and they jump the gun a little bit.
Right.
But they're out running when it's like 40 degrees out. It's like, well, that's not a good idea.
You go out, you get a summer socks lid, you have 35 beers, and next thing you know, I'm sick again.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not feeling
No, but
so
I was
hot.
Very behaved on Friday. You know, like I went there, and then I stopped and had dinner with my girlfriend afterwards in Little Italy.
Mm-hmm.
After I was in Bridgeport, and then I was home and in the wrapper by, you know, midnight.
Good for you, Bill.
Yeah.
Did you have some good food down there?
Yes. I went to a fine establishment called the Vernon Parkway Tap, also known as the Pano's.
Oh, yeah. What did you have there?
Sausage and peppers, always, baby.
Oh.
That's the go-to.
Yeah.
Excuse me for asking.
I had the, I think it was tilapia Vesuvio, which was also excellent. Yeah.
I'm good. Very proud of you.
Yeah.
Clay, anything new in your week? What happened to you?
No, nothing. Work, children are just crawling all over me. I got Jurassic Park theme song stuck in my head.
You do? How'd that one go again?
Then there's this one. Bum 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 bum.
Did John Williams do those?
I don't know, but they're annoying. My kid thinks he's a velociraptor, so I'm getting bit.
Your kid's
getting bit.
Yeah, that's it all day in my face.
I went and saw the Avengers Infinity War this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went and saw that.
A comic book movie for Gee.
Yeah.
Tonight, a comic book movie for Gee.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend's son Maddox is very into it. So
it was amazing.
It's pretty cool, man. I'd
be so lost. I wouldn't know anybody. Like, yeah, Spider-Man, right? Is that Spider-Man?
I think that's supposed to be Spider-Man. It's a new futuristic Spider-Man. Oh, that's not Spider-Man. His name's Redhorn Dust.
Spider-Man's in
Pardon me.
He's in it.
Who are there a lot of new
Can you
new
name everybody that was in it?
No, I can name some of them. Thor.
Spider-Man.
Vision.
I don't know who Vision. Vision's a guy?
It's a skateboard company.
All the guys from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, all of them?
That crew, all the Guardians of the Galaxy, that whole crew. Mm-hmm. I don't know all their names.
Was Jose Canseco in the film?
Jose Canseco was not one of the Avengers.
Oh, man. But for sure he would have broken in this time.
Who else was in it? Josh Brolin plays the bad guy.
Ooh, I like that.
He's good at it too, man.
Yeah.
Who else is?
That's Colin Broderick.
Oh, Iron Man's in it. Robert Downey Jr.'s in it.
That's great that he found that role and just stuck with it.
So it's produced by John
Robert Downey.
Yes, as Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's produced by John. It was produced by John Favreau, but
baby John Favreau.
He also did Iron Man, but the cool part about it is that I actually saw a ranking after that movie had played over the weekend.
Did you see the IMAX?
Out of all the Avengers movie, they listed it in the top three best ever. So I was fortunate to actually
the top three best ever. How many are there?
It's like nine, I think. Nine.
There's
or ten
nine
out there.
Avengers films.
Different Marvel comic films.
Okay.
So you've got like they put it in. I think they said. Out of the
Who's
rankings.
They? You're
I don't know. The movie critics.
They the ranked, big critics in Hollywood, Pat.
Bill's like,
they
when,
gave
you know,
Iron Man.
When I spoke to the studio, they told me.
I don't know. Maybe it was based on box office numbers.
Was it action-packed?
Yes. All the way through. All the way through.
Did you cry?
No. No.
Did you laugh? Is there laughs?
Yes, there's some laughs. There's quite the guys from the Guardians of the Galaxy are very funny.
Did you?
Really? Yeah, those guys, that whole crew. Chris Pratt's very funny.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's in the Jurassic World, which I'm also watching a lot.
Yeah.
You know who discovered Chris Pratt?
No.
You know who Ray Dong Chong is?
No. Ray Dong Chong?
She was an actress from the 80s.
Yeah.
What was she in? Soul Man. Did you ever see Soul Man?
No.
Would never get made today. That was about a guy who does blackface to get into Harvard.
He's something. Yeah. Something about Pratt.
Oh, it's thank you, Mike. It's Tommy Chong's daughter from.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, and sure. Chong. Yeah.
So she discovered Pratt and he rolled with it.
She discovered Pratt. He was working at like a Bubba Gump shrimp in like Honolulu, Hawaii. And she...
now he's fighting raptors in my living room 14 times a day.
Yep.
Yeah. Great.
Yep. You know how you did get discovered by Ray Dong Chong?
How is that?
They have to eat a very large bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Now.
Huge.
Every morning.
Okay.
During your childhood years and your adolescent years. And if you run away to be an actor and you keep up with the McCann's Irish Oatmeal, you'll find yourself a Ray Dong Chong.
When you're sleeping on the beach.
Exactly.
You'll be an Avenger.
You'll be an Avenger. The Hooli's Hooli is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Yeah, welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli after the break there. We're heading into Jurassic Park now. Everyone buckle up.
Yeah.
It's a bit dangerous in these parts.
So that's all that's been going on with me. Nothing new, unfortunately.
Okay, other than just Jurassic Park thoughts in the brain.
Just kids and work, and that's it.
I don't think I ever...
Kids work in this.
Kids work. Jurassic Park. What's new with you?
Being a radio star.
Is it, what is it about dinosaurs that kids just go... I know that it's like... fascinating, mm-hmm. but then
do
I
you
mean,
though? Do you?
Here's the thing: the dinosaur craze kind of wears off after about like fifth grade. You're like, yeah, it's a dinosaur. I don't care anymore.
Well, you know, you'll never see one in real life. So you're like, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
you don't like, know though.
But the movie is like it brings you there. It makes you feel like you can know, see the size but and like, all that. It's pretty impressive
when
stuff.
When you're a little kid and another
Park.
Little kid comes up to you and goes,
yeah, you know, you're like, get like, away from
no,
me,
you're
kid.
Like, oh, funny, and then you do your, you know, as you get older and somebody comes up to you or even a little kid and goes, crah! You're like, okay, yeah.
You just do that to someone in the bank and go, I'm a velociraptor. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't you?
Right. Oh, you
is
mean,
that against the law?
You're standing in line at the Jewel and they go, oh, this ground beef is actually $5.95, not $4.95, and you go, ah! You go, they go, what did you just do, sir? You go, I'm a velociraptor.
Yeah, I've been watching Jurassic Park a lot.
I've been watching a lot of Jurassic Park, and I don't have a lot of money.
You know, you know that movie? You know the movie?
Yeah.
You know that movie? Yeah. Would you like a brown bag, sir?
Be amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just
talking
so
dinosaurs now, everybody.
I know. I just sometimes I'm like
this week's topic. Dinosaurs.
Hey, what's your favorite dinosaur? Go, Bill. Brontosaurus.
T-Rex. Stegosaurus.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a beautiful animal.
Yeah. I think that
you guys call them animals. These dinosaurs were beautiful animals in their heyday. Well, sir, they weren't animals. Yeah, they were.
No, they were dinosaurs.
They breathed and they weren't human.
Were they animals or dinosaurs next week?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, the phase wears
Bill,
off.
If you
I
saw a dinosaur, dude, you would crap your pants about it.
Are you kidding
times.
Me? I would.
Everybody
no
would.
Question about
Everybody
it.
Would.
No, because a little kid wouldn't.
But you know what? Listen.
A little kid would go, hey, I want to pet that thing.
I started, because I'm watching this movie so much, I started researching
right.
the dinosaurs themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of blown out of proportion a little bit. Like, those raptor things were only like 2 feet tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they weren't 6 feet tall.
Okay.
And they had feathers. A lot of these dinosaurs had feathers, it turns out.
Yeah.
Weird.
Do they, in Jurassic Park, now I've never really kind of, I know they.
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yeah, I know they give him, you know, they'll give like the dinosaur
a shot or something. But dinosaurs, yes, but.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
You could do a pretty funny dinosaur movie where you're like feeding them Skittles and Sour Patch Kids and like sour
got candy on his mind 24/7.
Yes, but. But the dinosaur.
That's funny you said dinosaur movie because that's what my kid calls it. So that's what I hear
right.
50 times a day. Dinosaur movie.
Well, then that's the name of the next Pixar film. We're calling it Dinosaur Movie.
Beautiful. It should be.
There was a band that was out in the 90s called Dinosaur Jr.
They were very good. Feel the Pain. Maybe
let's play a little Dino Jr.
We'll play Feel the Pain tonight. Now that we've teased it. I don't know what the fascination is, Bill, with dinosaurs.
Are your kids crazy about? I mean, is Mikey your son? Is he nuts about dinosaurs?
He's got them. He's got, you know, you get the plastic figurines.
Like
and
tonight, like
you read the books.
You step on those a lot.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend's son tonight, when we had dinner, he turned to me and he's like, hey, Bill, I want to come by my bedroom door. You know, he likes to try to scare me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And I like turned the corner and he just had this big dinosaur and he went, ah, like that at me. And I was like, whoa. And
gotcha.
He likes to take his Avengers characters and match them up against his dinosaurs, like they're fighting each other.
Ooh.
It's a good idea.
Superhero versus dinosaurs.
Superheroes versus dinosaurs. Yeah.
That's another great idea.
I'm taking dinos in there.
Anyways, I said I'd give him a shout-out tonight on the air because I went to his first baseball game the other night.
Yeah.
4-for-4 with 4 homers.
What?
What?
Yeah.
4 home runs. 4-for-4 with 4 home runs.
That's Babe Ruth numbers.
Is that even possible?
It was possible, and I saw it in person.
That's 4 more home runs than I've ever had in my whole life.
Me too.
Yeah, it was impressive.
That's
very
amazing.
Impressive.
Amazing
so they,
work.
They have these guys first. I mean, they're 7 years old. They bat off a tee first for the first 3 innings, and then they flip-flop, and they pitch to him for the final 3.
Oh, cool.
So he had 2 home runs off the tee and 2 home runs from
you know
a,
what we call
the
that?
Pitcher. So.
The best of both worlds.
It is, yeah. Excited for him to have a good year. But, yeah, he's into dinosaurs and Avengers.
Okay.
So maybe if you... are into that or into dinosaurs, you become a better baseball player too. I don't know.
What can you tell me about yourself? I'm into dinosaurs.
I think I'll say that on my next job interview. One of the skill sets I bring to the table here is that I love dinosaurs.
You could probably start a dating site that's like dinosaur singles.
There was a big.
You could.
There used to be a big thing.
Guy, I identify as a brontosaurus. You're kidding. Do you like Starbucks?
Do you like Triceratops?
Yeah.
Hey there. You like Triceratops?
Rawr.
Uh-huh. Rawr.
Yeah.
He was perfect match. He was really into dinosaurs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You knew everything about dinosaurs.
There's probably a whole dino community we're offending right
what
now.
What was his name?
There probably is.
What was his name? Rick Rhinoceros?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Billy.
Ricky Rhinoceros.
A rhinoceros is not far off from a dinosaur, let me tell you.
No.
The look of it.
Right, the look of it.
Right. You don't see, people don't look at a horse and go, but that reminds me of a dinosaur.
That horse looks like a dinosaur, doesn't it, Anthony?
Hey, Anthony, that horse is no horse. It's a dinosaur. Looks like a horse to me. Nope.
Anthony doesn't mess around.
Anthony don't mess around with dinosaurs.
God bless Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Squeaky chairs tonight.
Very, because you guys are moving around in them.
Bill, you got to oil these chairs next week.
I don't have any WD-40.
Ah, oh, jeez.
But they do, though. It's like...
Speaking of WD-40, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I feel, you know, it's like springtime now.
Right.
So all the,
everyone's
all the,
getting their the spring
house
furniture.
Improvements and all that nonsense.
Yeah, of course.
What a never-ending nightmare that is. It's like you're surrounded by, like, ideas and
have you been to home? Yeah. Have you been to Home Depot yet?
Yeah. Done all that.
You got your patio furniture?
I got my topsoil. I got my new flower box, new cushions for the outdoor stuff. You know,
you got it all, huh?
Yeah, but then I find that I never really
use it.
I don't sit out there.
No.
What am I going to do, just sit there? I don't smoke or anything, so.
You're like, you know what? You guys enjoy that.
Maybe I'll start smoking like a corn cob pipe out there every night.
I'm investing in new wicker furniture because I'm taking up smoking again.
I'm smoking a corn cob from now on.
I anticipate sitting outside with my cigarettes.
And I listen to the neighbor's dog bark at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs didn't smoke cigarettes. They
could have.
They smoked trees.
Wow. That sounds like a Tommy Chong joke.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Ray Dong, what do you think of this one? Dinosaurs don't smoke cigarettes. They smoke trees.
Is Tommy Chong from the South?
That's Tommy Chong bouncing a joke off of his daughter, Ray Dawn Chong, who I referenced at the top of the show.
That's right. An
interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, like R-A-Y?
R-A-E.
Ooh.
D-A-W-N. Chong.
Okay.
Ray Dawn Chong.
God bless.
Okay.
Sorry, that's been, I don't know why she's been on the brain lately.
You know what? On the way here.
Oh, it's because you mentioned Chris Pratt. And I saw, like, you know, those, like, things that you go through on the internet where it's like, top 10 facts you didn't know about Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I went, oh, I would.
I'm bored. I guess I'll check him out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, right. Chris Pratt, if you want to come on the show, you can come on.
Yeah, the door's open. Would love to hear the story of how you were discovered.
You would never do it, Pratt. You don't got the guts.
Clay's taunting. You're like a dinosaur taunting.
I'm using reverse psychology.
That's right.
I saw something on the way over here that kind of offended me.
Mm. So what would that be?
Christmas lights.
Oh,
in the middle of May.
Yeah.
Why are you you're offended by that?
I wanted to go to the door and be like, is everyone all right in here? Is something going on?
Pardon me. I just noticed your Christmas tree lights are on.
You guys been outside since December?
The guy be like, yeah, you seen a dinosaur down the street that comes out at night? I need some lights over here.
Now, the crazy, most disturbing part of that, Clay, is that what if they did?
No,
what if they did need help?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
nice.
Everything all right in here? No. Yeah. Come in here now. Then you go, hold on.
Someone answers the door, like, blindfolded, tied up in Christmas lights.
It's like the,
you.
The guy from the People Under the Stairs answers the door. Hello.
And you peek in, and there's dinosaur, like, little toys everywhere.
Wait a second, Bill. What guy from... You're talking about Wes Craven's film, The People Under the Stairs?
Yes.
It was a scary movie, wasn't it? It
was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The kid, the little kid and the guy...
I remember
the,
there
the
was,
house.
Fool was the guy who was, like, stuck in the... He was stuck in the baseboards.
Are you... Yeah. You never would... Like, let's say... Let's go back in time a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
It's 1993.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into Blockbuster.
Mm.
You're not going to the horror section immediately, right? You don't go to that scary movies first.
The horror section?
Correct.
Oh. No, No. I'm looking for a John Candy film. Somewhere
in yeah. Who wants to laugh? You. So you're not a...
Maybe a little Disorderlies with the Fat Boys.
Yeah, that was always a
Ralph
a
Bellamy. Pick. Great film.
That was always in stock.
It was.
Millennials would have no idea what in stock means.
In stock.
That means that the movie was actually behind the empty box that it replicated. I would never go to the scary movies, really.
I didn't either. I never was that guy just like, you know, reading the box covers of Carrie and stuff like that. You know, like,
no, like, yeah.
Like Poltergeist 5.
I was into that stuff. And like, I thought that horror and comedy are such a close line. And as you watch more and more of them, you start to see the parallels.
Well, a good filmmaker watches all genres.
That's right. Well, Joe Dante is directed The Burbs, and he's one of my favorite. He has that ability to kind of go back and forth there.
Right.
It's interesting. But he didn't, I don't even know how we got talking about this. What the heck were we talking about? Talking about Ray Dawn.
The people under the stairs.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, Bill, you said, then the guy's going to come, the people with the Christmas tree lights, you said that the guy's going to answer the door, and the guy, it's going to be the guy from People Under the Stairs. Yeah. Which guy are you speaking about?
Oh, man, he's the guy that runs around the house, he's got the shotgun, he's wearing the, you know, the BDSM outfit on.
No, it's, what's that guy's name? Hellraiser.
Is he in Hellraiser?
That's the guy you'd see reading the back of Hellraiser and Blockbuster. Like, yeah, this guy.
Oh, like a preacher?
Hey, Father Dave. You haven't seen Hellraiser yet? Oh, it's fantastic.
Right.
See ya.
Joel Alstein's got 10 Hellraiser 1 through 5.
He's got a Hellraiser poster in his bedroom.
Hi, everybody.
I have a Hellraiser poster in my bedroom.
Everett McGill is the name of the actor.
No, what's his name in the movie?
His name in the movie is just called Man. He doesn't have a name in the movie. He's just like this scary guy in the house.
So you were right, Bill. He's like the man from People Under the Stairs.
Is it appropriate to have movie posters as an adult in your home?
Yeah. If you directed them.
If they're not like an Italian, made them. Like, you know, the cheesy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like someone having like a Casablanca poster frame in like their kitchen or something like that.
Is that all right?
That's okay.
Like a Goodfellas poster frame?
I don't know about that. Like, that'd be kind of funny.
I think it's acceptable, I suppose.
Depends on the frame, I guess.
You think right.
Right, as it always does. Depends on the frame.
Put a nice Baroque frame on my Goodfellas poster, thank you. I'm hanging in the kitchen, said Vlad Putin.
Putin has hundreds of Goodfellas posters around his house?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
That would be an odd thing, right?
Do you want me to sign this for you? I am real Goodfella.
Hey, look at my Vladimir Putin signed Goodfellas poster. I got it on eBay.
I would actually buy that.
Right. Best movie ever. Vlad Putin.
De Niro is awesome.
Never rat on your friends. Vlad Putin.
Right. Vlad Putin.
What do you think? Take your first pinch like a man. Vlad Putin.
What's the last movie you think he's seen?
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
This one's super scary.
This is weird. He has nails in his head. Can we try this later on? After the movie's done? Bring me someone that can put some nails in their
Bring
head.
Bring me someone from Shush Prison.
Yes, are they in Shush Attentiary?
Let's
For speaking aloud? Bring one of them Shushers to me. I'd like to put some nails in his head and make him look like Hellraiser.
And bring Hammer.
And bring, how do you say an American hammer?
Oh, man.
Sickle.
Good old Vlad.
Bring Sickle.
Hey, Vlad.
Hi, Vlad. Hope you're listening. Thanks for everything. I think there's probably dinosaurs in Russia. They got them somewhere.
I'm sure.
Right?
He's probably working on it.
Putin's got his own Jurassic Park.
Like, welcome to Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park Moscow.
Sorry, Yakov Smirnoff.
No.
Running from dinosaurs. This is crazy!
They're real!
Help!
I didn't know they were real.
I have a...
Help!
We have a prison camp called Jurassic Park. We really do have dinosaurs there.
We make inmates run from dinosaurs. It's quite amusing.
It's terrifying.
Me and men sit in limo and watch. Do you think anyone's working on dinosaurs out there? Like trying to get them going?
Yes, I do. There's a guy out there.
Yeah, there is.
For sure.
He's got surrounded by test tubes. Like, right. They say T-Rex on him.
That's frightening
to me. They're bubbling.
That's frightening to me.
I mean, they can do all sorts of stuff. Why can't they make a dinosaur?
Biogenetic engineering.
Yeah, they can do it. they can do it. It's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be sitting at Pizza Hut, and dinosaurs right. are gonna come crashing through the window, you jerk. You're like, hey, how
no,
you doing?
No, he's sitting at Pizza Hut, and next to me is gonna be a guy who's half guy, half pig.
Like it didn't work.
Right? He's like, unfortunately, I was the first time around. And...
they tried to make a Velociraptor, and I came out half man, half, right. half pig.
No. I was supposed to be a Stegosaurus. Well, you look like a pig to me, sir. Have some more breadsticks.
Yeah, yeah, another picture of Coke there.
All right. Piggy man.
A half man, half pig.
Hey, kids, look at the piggy man. He was supposed to be a Stegosaurus, but it didn't come out right.
They botched it.
They botched it.
They botched the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, I didn't know piggy men liked going to Pizza Hut.
When was the last time you were at Pizza Hut? Jeez.
Years.
I'm going to bring my kids to Pizza. That's a good kid place.
Yeah.
They used to have a great program there with good the bookmarks when we were kids.
Book it pizzas. Book see, it look at now we're getting all sentimental.
No, let's not get into the pizza talk and all that.
Pizza talk, huh?
We went from Rose Ray Dong Chong to dinosaurs to pizza talk again. We were right on track. Show was right on track.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah.
The stream of consciousness of nothings that exist mm-hmm. on this program.
It's something. It's not nothing. It's something, Pat.
It's feeling it. Fiona, are you ready for the spring? Are you like happy about this? Like,
are you happy about the weather changing finally?
Yeah, like
putting
I mean,
your sickness aside.
You guys ready for? We got Mother's Day next weekend.
I know. Oh,
and today is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Oh, today is Cinco de Mayo.
And today is the Kentucky Derby.
God bless our Mexican brethren.
That's right.
I don't. I haven't even looked at the field this yet or anything.
I don't
on
care.
The Derby.
No one cares about that anymore.
I'm still playing Lucky Day Lotto like crazy.
That
man.
Guy with the white hair is going to win, and that'll be it.
Bob Baffert.
Baffert.
Yeah, he'll have his shades on. And be like, hey, I'm still rich.
Hey, Bob Baffert, you know that horse? That's no horse.
That's
a dinosaur.
Let's see one of your horses
He's
beat
He's got a trainer named Anthony.
Hey, Baffert, can that horse beat a dinosaur? excuse me?
Half?
You'll see.
Yeah, half horse, half dinosaur, huh?
That's the movie trailer. You'll see.
And it shows a guy in his garage with, like, test tubes.
Right.
It's like a Seabiscuit type movie. It's about a guy that turns a dinosaur, like, half dinosaur, half horse.
It's about a Kentucky mad scientist who comes up with a freakishly good horse.
The final scene of the movie is when they unveil the dinosaur.
The dinosaur horse?
It's the pig man, and he's got to run on foot. He's trying to beat a horse.
Yeah, he does beat the horse.
Flying.
He's a pig man. He can run like 61 miles an hour. That's even more frightening. Oh, that's weird. Like, genetic mistake gone wrong. You're just driving the kids up to Wisconsin, and a pig man flies past you on the highway?
70 miles an hour?
He's running.
Be awesome.
He's got a JanSport backpack and a pair of jams on.
You'd say, let's get it. I try and catch it.
Just
you know, that's funny
that
you
highway.
Said that. One time...
got an Under Armour shirt on.
I was driving, I think it was either to or from Marquette, and I was with some fun with guys, and the car broke down
mm-hmm.
in somewhere near, like, Kenosha. So we were on the side of the road, and we were all goofing off and whatever, waiting for a tow truck or whatever it was, and me and one other guy are kind of, like, maybe 5 feet away from everybody else, and all of a sudden we see this thing kind of run behind us. We both saw it.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and we're like, oh my God. And we both like ran and got on the other side of the car, but we didn't know what it was.
Right.
And we still to this day don't know what it was. But I did see a report that there's like the Panthers loose in Wisconsin.
I have seen that before.
And so we're thinking it, looking back on it, could have been a freaking Panther.
Could have been.
Was it Fleming that might have been with you?
No, it was like Joe Healy.
Oh, I was there. It was me, you, Joe Healy, and Sloan.
Yes. And then we stayed at the Best Western in like a conference room.
Yes.
Yes.
I do remember that.
That was weird.
And we found light at like a Tilted Kilt or somewhere like that to go to dinner.
We should have brought the dino with us. Hey, Dino, you like wings?
Dino, you like Tilted Kilt?
You like Irish themed, scantily dressed wing joints?
Fun.
How are they getting away with that?
You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know. The chain.
How is Hooters still in business?
Killing it. I know how they're in business.
I do too.
We all know. It's right in the title.
But there's been like, is there still, there's protests, there's not protests.
I know, you're right, you know. No you protesting.
I think that would be the first place they go.
Right.
Maybe their food is way better than, and
It's not worth protesting. Those wings are good. Yes, I went to a Tilted Kilt for the first time this past week.
Interesting.
Twice in two days. Wow. With a buddy of mine.
He's a big fan, apparently.
Yeah, he was like, check it out. Tilted Kilt. You're going to like this place. It's good. And? It was okay. It's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's a little bit like Hooters.
Okay.
It's Hooters with, it's more bar-y.
Yeah, it's more
I've
like.
I've never been to one.
It's more Scores-ish.
Okay.
I don't know how, like, I was shocked at the outfits that the women had on. I wasn't ready for that.
Too much tilt for you?
Too much tilt, little... Little less kilt.
Got a little tilt happy, huh?
Oh, you know that place. Too much tilt, not a little kilt. Hella good mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, what are mozzarella sticks there? Like $16?
No. Why don't we just reasonable.
Let's open a restaurant like that.
What do you want to call it?
Cleavage.
It's not a bad idea, right?
Cleavage Grill.
Cleavage Grill.
And it's just like, what, Cleveland Browns colors?
Sure. No, it's...
Brown and orange, Cleavage Grill.
It's just Cleavage Grill. Cleavage Grill.
Sure. It's a good idea. It's already been done.
Yeah, it's called Hooters.
Look up if there's a Cleavage Grill, Bill. I want to see if we can find if there's
Bill,
one that exists.
This will be Bill reading from the internet.
Yeah.
I don't... That's a good question. Cleavage Grill.
Bill, I wonder now.
Yeah, I mean, I'd eat there.
But anyway, yeah, it was pretty good. I was surprised. I was into it. It was.
What
a
did
fun...
you have? Tell me what you had.
I had.
Our engineer is shaking his head. He's obviously had a different experience there. Yeah.
I had an American cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleavage Grill just shows me a picture of Kim Kardashian and her teeth.
Of course it does.
Oh. Yeah. See how search engine optimization works today, boys?
Yeah.
She's everywhere.
She is everywhere.
She's like a dinosaur.
She's... This was a Kardashian in...
Kardashian's...
The Kardashian age.
The Kardashian era.
That's what they call it. History books thousands of years from now.
The Cretaceous
Back
era?
In the Kardashian age.
They will be saying that in 1,000 years, and it'll be disgusting. That class would be worthless.
What do you got, Bill?
I'm not getting anything for Cleavage Grill. I did see there's one article that here that says restaurants booming as the restaurant industry struggles.
Mm.
It was an article in the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Are there more that we don't know about?
But serve that burger with a slide of cleavage and the crowds come pouring in. It's a bikini sports bar and grill.
Where's that? Daytona Beach?
Well, let's find out. Maybe. I mean,
Daytona Beach. That's where all them cleavage bars are.
All them booby bars?
Daytona Beach.
Hey, Dolores, I'm going down to the booby bar for a little bit. Get some wings.
Get some wings. W-A-N-G-S. You want to get some wings.
Here it is. This was an article that was written in 2017. Oh, well, no, it was updated on December 6, 2017.
Go get some hot wings.
For many Americans, it's becoming less appealing to take the time to sit down at an uninspiring uninspiring pasta dish, a bland hamburger, or a plate of once-frozen wings at a middle-brow restaurant chain. But serve that burger with a side of cleavage, and the crowds come pouring in. Sales at the Tilted Kilt, Twin Peaks, and Brick House, casual eateries featuring scantily clad waitresses, have grown at double-digit pace over the last year, according to projections from the Technomic, whatever that is, a food market research firm. At the same time, sales limped along at most big restaurant chains like Olive Garden and TGI Fridays. So they're kicking butt.
Clay, I got a great idea then.
Go.
You got to go the other way then. Now you have a restaurant with men that are scantily clad in like G-strings and thongs. Yes. It's a burger joint. You call it buns.
There's only one problem.
What?
Nobody wants to see that.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
Then it would be done already.
I don't know. Why isn't it done yet?
Why? Pat, please.
Should be done.
We should just call
Enrico, what time's your shift at Buns start tonight?
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, before he started his career, had worked at Bunn's.
No, for they're going to do, a Magic Mike movie about guys drinking and working at
Why don't we do
Bunn's?
A Magic Mike movie where the guys run a Bunn's and it's a comedy? And
Magic
you know.
Mike's hot dogs. Look at the Magic Mike hot dogs. I'm Magic Mike.
Bunn's for life.
You know why? Because people don't want hairy men around food.
That's probably true.
You know, you could just put it into your handbook that all employees have to be completely shaved.
They have to be powders.
Yeah, they got to be like powder.
Part of your duties at Bunn's as the sales manager is the first day shave down.
Quarantine and shave down.
Right. Part of your orientation is the shave down.
Everyone get out to the parking lot for your shave down and quarantine.
Everybody, when you're done filling out your resumes, make sure you put 3 references down and come outside for the shave down.
Fill out the W-2, please.
Right.
Get in there and sell some wings. I'm sorry, wangs.
No, you're like the Jerry Jones owner. You're like, well, you're all dead getting shaved down. Get back inside and start selling some wangs.
So hot wangs. So mild wangs. So teriyaki wangs.
Okay. I had the teriyaki wings at Bunn's last night. They're amazing.
Bunn's is a great name. That's a great name.
Yeah, B-U-N-Z, Bunn's. You know?
Bunsies.
Bunsies? Oh, get a little carried away now.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting
What are the colors? What are, like, their colors? Bunn's color. Black and gold?
Like a brioche bun. 2 brioche buns.
Yeah. Human color.
Like, what color do we scheme do we want? Human color. It's the ad agency executive. We're going to do everything in human color.
What color is a human butt? That's what I want.
Can you make more human color?
What color do you want in your living room, sir? A human color, please.
Oh, okay. I'll try that out.
The guy calls up his friend and goes, hey, get over to Paulson's and see if they got any human color.
See if my human's ready.
Yeah.
They done mixing my human? I'll be over in 5.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. They're probably used like a...
Make sure my human doesn't come out as a pig man.
There's probably a Benjamin
You're
Moore
mixing it.
A Benjamin Moore color called human, I guarantee.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
It's in the peach family.
Is there a paint color called human?
There we go. All right, we'll find that out after this break.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service oriented. And believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at Flood Brothers Disposal.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures.
Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yes.
Okay, it's greatest oatmeal in the world. Welcome back. Final stretch of the program here, and it has been an odd one.
Yes.
Has it? A little bit.
That's fine.
We were talking about paint colors.
Yeah, we were.
Human.
Human being a color.
It's there's all different kinds of paint names, but...
You know what that reminds me of, though?
Sir, I'm sorry. You say that you saw a half-man, half-pig run past you on the expressway. What did it look like? It was human-colored.
And now I want my living room that same color.
Now I'm thinking about getting my trailer painted human.
You know why? Because it was a nice color, actually. Mm-hmm. There was a crayon. You know the big 64 pack?
Yeah.
That was called Flesh.
That's right.
Flesh colored crayon.
And it's been
that was good when you were drawing white people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
That's about it. That's all it was good for.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what are you looking up?
They have these weird names, and it's this website called futurism.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an article where it talks about how like algorithms now are coming up with crazy paint names.
Okay.
Like computers, like you just type in a color and they just spit out all these different possible names and you call them.
Yeah. It's so you've got very exciting.
Bull cream, copper panty.
Copper panty?
Primple brown, stone blue.
I want this painted primple brown right now.
Sting gray, rose cologne.
Bill, let me see this for
a minute. Stamp candy, mound poop, blue child, sand bork.
What was the poop one?
Mound poop.
Mound poop.
Now, mound poop.
Paint the powder room mound poop.
This is a little secret that they don't tell everybody in the restaurant business of buns. All right.
Oh, really?
Right after orientation is done and they've finished their shave down.
Yeah.
They come back into the restaurant and they all receive names. And the names that are given to the waiters are from Futurism. Yes. So,
yes.
Bill, from now on here at Buns, your name is Copper Panty.
Eric?
You, sir, are going to be Bull Cream. You are Rose Colon. You are Sand Bork. And you little dude over there, your name's Farty Red.
Uh-huh.
Drimple will be behind the bar. He'll be pouring drinks.
Drimple.
Hi, my name's Drimple. I'll be helping you tonight.
And right there is your house manager. I want you guys to call him Dad.
Hi, my name's Primple. I am your server.
Yeah. Drimple.
Hello, my name's Drimple. I'll be your server.
All right, we
tonight.
Got some more names
Why
on there.
Why is Drimple British?
Hi, my name is Drimple. I'm new to the States. I just started working here.
I just got hired at Buns.
My real name is Eric, but they're making me call myself Drimple right. for some reason.
On the Real World 29, MTV season 400, Drimple gets a job at Buns.
I don't really like how Drimple's starting to stick as my real name.
Oh, the bar bouncer is Dalton.
Of course. Yeah. Roadhouse, baby.
God bless.
Ben Gazzara is the guy who tells everybody to go get shaved down.
What other names do we have?
When you
there?
All finish, guys, I gotta get shaved down. When you're all done filling out your applications, get outside for a shave down, and then we name you.
What other names we got out there?
Don't be last, otherwise you're going to be called Drimple.
There's Drimples at, like, every chain.
Right, yeah. Like, every chain is a Drimple.
Like, I was a Drimple Drimble in Dead Bones, Nebraska. You were a Drimble in Indiana? Hey, I just met another guy who was a Drimble in the Buns in Indianapolis. You know?
I was a Drimble for 6 years.
What other names we got out of
there? Put that on your resume.
Was Drimple for 6 years.
Drimple.
At Buns.
Drimple at Buns.
Buns Bar and Grill. Non-existent restaurant.
Closed.
Yelp, closed.
Closed.
Zero reviews.
I was a Drimple.
Zero customers served.
I understand you were a Drimple at Buns.
Says here you were a Drimple at Buns for 17 years.
That's correct. Sir, that has nothing to do with Oracle. I understand. I've just kind of been applying to everything. It's very hard when you've been a Drimple.
You've been wearing a thong for 17 years.
You end up applying for anything.
I've been serving hot wings to people in a thong for 17 years.
These names are great. Stamped Candy, Mound Poop, Blue Child,
they
Sand
sound like
Bork.
Names of, like, acid.
Dorky Brown.
Give me the 2 Stamped Candies. Oh, I'm going to the Dead show later. Lesh and some other guys.
Lesh and friends.
Lesh and John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. So there we have it. Those are the algorithm. The computer algorithms are spitting out names for colors now.
Right.
And those are the names that they've come up with.
You know what? That's my world because I'm an estimator for a painting contractor. So I go and people are always like, what do you think of, horse dust for the living room? I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What's that? That's a color?
It's
Sherwin-Williams color. It's gray. It looks gray. Call it gray.
Yeah.
It's not horse dust. There's no such thing unless you're... There's wiping such a horse's butt.
There's a thing as horse dust somewhere.
Sounds like a drug.
It's the cure to cancer.
This guy's hooked on horse dust again. Mm-hmm. Third time he's been arrested this week.
You know what cures Baldwin? Horse dust. You got to eat horse dust.
Sprinkle horse dust on your omelet.
Organic. Yeah, that's a thing in Whole Foods.
That Jerry Lee Lewis used to do.
Why Jerry Lee Lewis?
Why not?
Okay, great balls of fire.
Speaking of music, my son's birthday is coming up.
Really?
Brendan is turning 4.
And you're going to get him an instrument? We lost Gibson's guitars. How about
that? Yeah, what's that all about?
Done.
How is that possible?
Apparently they pivoted and tried to go tech and put a lot of their money into like products outside the traditional instrument.
Yeah.
Like, and it sank them. I don't know. I have to look into it more.
That's not over. Someone will resurrect that. It's like Slash will buy it. Like, let's just keep making guitars.
You'd hope so, right? But I don't know.
Someone will.
Someone.
You had
a
Gibson Epiphone, I think, when we were younger, didn't you?
A black one. Gibson's a fine brand.
What were you saying, Clay? It's your son's birthday. What are you doing?
So I'm getting him a set of drums. It's a little kid, but like a real good, like not like kid drums where it's like a toy, like an actual.
You can learn on them.
Right. They'll be broken in 5 days.
It's gonna be a loud time at your household.
I got Raptors in my fridge.
Yeah. That's true.
Looking for fruit snacks or whatever.
So you already purchased these drums?
Yeah.
Where are they? They're
at Guitar Center.
Oh, okay.
I gotta pick them up.
Okay. You went to Guitar Center, and what was it like to get?
Were they broken in by Johnny Galecki yet?
Johnny Galecki goes near as these drums. Be put in a headlock. I'm gonna bite him like a velociraptor.
Is there a certain size you get for kids on drums?
Real small is the size.
Real small.
It's very, very compact. It's like the whole thing's probably 3 feet tall.
But do they make like quality like Zildjian cymbals and
not
Pearl drums?
Real
and
high
stuff?
Quality. Okay. I'm sure you could get those, but that's not this.
They're like, no, don't bother.
You gotta assume it's gonna get wrecked. It's like a $100 thing.
No, that's like when I got Charlotte a keyboard. She goes to piano lessons every week. She's into it big time.
It's good.
But, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Give your kid the gift of music. It's a smart play.
It's nice to see your money not flushed out of the toilet.
Totally. Yeah. You know?
Like
a lost weekend at Buns.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When I took the guitar lessons.
This guy's been sniffing horse dust. He passed out at Buns. We need to get an ambulance.
I think about the money that my parents invested in that, and I just was like, I don't want to learn the chords. Just teach me how to play the Thunderstruck.
Yeah. Thunderstruck is the jam.
You know how hard that is? You should have had Anthony Perkins as your.
I should have had it like a. I had a cool teacher who just was like, "Yeah, man, I'm in a band. Yeah, pay me 50."
He was on the program once.
Bucks.
He was on the show.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris, our guitar teacher.
Yeah, he had been playing the guitar for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He also had a van with a leopard on the side of it.
Did he really?
Pretty sure. Or it was a wolf.
Is that a dream you had?
It was like a silver wolf.
So he's a wolf guy.
He didn't happen to work at Bonds, though, did he, during the day?
He's probably
He was a Dremel at one time. It's on his resume.
If you're a Dremel for more than 10 years, you get the wolf painted on your car.
Only in Putin's Russia.
I see you. You're a Dremel in the States. Yes, come in.
We have lots of Bonds here in Soviet Union.
Everyone's love Dremels. If you've been a Dremel, you are a friend of mine. Okay, now get in
before
here.
He served get in Soviet cold. Army, he was a Dremel at the Bonds.
Get out of cold. We make so many jokes about Soviet Russia.
Yeah. We should go there and do the show there one day.
I'd love that. But I don't, like, it. We make jokes about it being cold there. I'm sure it's warm.
It's cold.
Like, I'm in Moscow. It's 104 degrees right now. You would believe it.
I'm melting.
You never hear that.
No, yeah. It's a cold place.
Hey, right. How's the summer vacation in Moscow? Oh, wow, it's very hot and sunny. Boiling over here.
All the palm trees over here, it's beautiful.
You should see the palm trees in Russia. Huge. They have dinosaurs there, too. Real ones.
He's. You know what? He'll probably say that next week.
He gets his cheeseburgers at Bonds. He's like, they don't poison my burgers.
Guys, Bonds. Great idea. Really kick the economy right in the Dremel. I'm telling you, we're going to create a lot of jobs with this idea.
Really kick-ass burgers over at Bones.
Yeah.
And they have a heck of a double cheese.
Don't mind the guys in the thongs.
They've all been shaved down. It's clean. Don't worry. Right after they do their application, they shave them.
Etcha.
And they name them. It's a great establishment. All right, it's been a really wacky hour.
I know. Hey. Hopefully we took your mind off things.
Yeah, I hope I did too. If you've enjoyed the last hour of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, you can find archived episodes at freecraic.com, or you can go to iTunes and search for us there with Free Crack. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night, and then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, it's been fun. We alluded to a song at the beginning of the show. It's
yes.
Kind of the show, as the show took on its theme tonight, yeah. Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be perfect to go out with a little Dinosaur Jr. We're all getting a little sick, so
yep.
We're feeling the pain. But until next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Rawr.
Is it up to me?